Uh-oh, speaking of the devil.
Crazy Monk!
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Well, tonight me and Jeff are starting our first, like, music talk time on Canny Teeth Radio.
Cool. Heck yeah.
And we're gonna be talking about songs off your new album.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called Crazy Monk Concrete Jungle Mystic.
That's right.
And
heck yeah.
We made the cover for it. Candy Teeth Creative made the cover for it.
I think my hand
heck
almost
fell off. You guys came through, man. The cover.
Yeah, dude. That was good,
man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, anytime. That was really fun, and it was cool because it was a positive twist on what we were gonna do.
Yeah.
And it had so many positive things come from it, from making this decision to do something positive and good, you know, and fun, instead of like a talking shit thing. I was going to do a talking shit thing, you know?
Yeah.
And instead we ended up doing that, and then it ended up being the cover of your new album.
Yeah.
And everybody loves it, you know, and it's the Raccoon Delini, you know what I'm saying? It's dope.
I wish that I could have incorporated it somehow into like one of the songs, but I'll definitely have some lyrics related to the album cover on some future songs.
Yeah.
That's
word.
Dope. It's just cool that it's like we like learned a lesson, but the good way. Like we did the positive thing and then cool stuff happened afterwards.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you know, doing the wrong thing and then bad shit happens.
And so you learn.
So you learn. Like we learned the easy, awesome way.
The weird thing about that was that I was thinking about what that album cover, what that piece of art was with the meditating raccoon and the snake, because the snake symbolizes Kundalini, the spiritual energy in the human being that lies like asleep, and then supposedly when you go through multiple spiritual awakenings throughout your life, that the spiritual energy, the snake symbolizes the spiritual energy that it wakes up and kind of spiritually activates you, changes you for the better somehow. Well, actually, supposedly Kundalini, it doesn't necessarily have to be a good thing, because and it's also, according to some people too, it's a lot of artists have active Kundalini energy, because Kundalini, from what I've heard, and also I would agree that Kundalini, it's like a higher form of energy, and so sometimes it can manifest with creativity, you know, creating different kinds of art.
That makes sense.
It can be, like, good or bad, because a lot of artists, you know what I mean? Like, Kurt Cobain or, like, Jim Morrison. I mean, I don't know if those are good examples, but they were really talented, creative people that, like, self-destructed on themselves.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, channeling that, like, super powerful energy, but in, like, they were just on a negative path, and it, like, destroyed them. So supposedly Kundalini can flow up or it can flow down. Like if it flows down, it can like basically mess you up. But I love the album cover. It has the snake on there for the Kundalini.
Snakes are headed up.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean,
who knows?
It's a constant battle. I mean, I don't know if it's a battle. I would say, life's a battle sometimes. People want to deny that life's a battle, but it pretty much is, so.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you want to be on a good path, you have to, like, either be lucky and be on a good path or, you know, fight to be on a good path. That's what I try to do.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be working.
Yeah.
I mean, listening to this album, you know, like, you're really immersing yourself in, like, what you talk about. You know, which is a lot of artists, you can't say that much about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you like it, someone likes it. I mean, I've gotten positive response, so I'm glad that people like it. I just do it because I feel an urge to do it, and I have for many years, so I mean,
well, it seems like it has a message to it, you know? Like a reoccurring message of love and like positivity, but while talking about all these other things too, but it always gets back to that, seems like to me.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that what I am seeking with my music to have, definitely to put out love, because I believe that love is the medicine that the world needs, you know? I think there needs to be more of a balance in the world of serving others and serving yourself. You know, I believe that we're all, you know, this family of life and the universe, and to me that's what love is. When I say love, I'm not saying, like, you know, there's many other interpretations of what love could be, but to me love is like caring about other forms of life, and just words are powerful. You know what I'm saying? Because wizards are depicted as basically speaking these words, so-called spells,
uh-huh.
And then, like, they make magic happen by speaking these words.
Right.
So there's definitely, like, the idea in history of, like, oh, words are powerful, and even a lot of other different traditions, you'll come across that words are powerful, and words are powerful, so...
Yeah.
In my lyrics, I'm conscious of every single word and every single meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
Philosophic level.
Yeah.
Trying to have positive, but trying to have fun with it too at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. The thing, remember I was talking to you earlier and, I was talking about, hold on. I got
Ian
some.
Broke?
No, I got some notes. No, it's just love for everything. I just wrote it down. I found that part that I was talking about with you earlier on what song it was. Yeah, sing healing songs to reverse the curse.
There was like a lyric about healing.
Yeah, galactic. It's in Galactic Molecular Tetris.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
I like that thought.
Reverse the curse.
Like singing healing songs to reverse the curse, you know? Instead of saying the curses.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool to look at it like that.
Especially in hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like, beats and rhymes, it's a very negative form of music. I try not to judge anyone in anything, really, but a lot of my favorite hip-hop artists, they mix in, like, a lot of hardcore, like, egotism and arrogance and, like,
right.
Talking about how awesome they are and, like...
Yeah, I'm fucking hoes!
Like, how they're going to hurt other people and,
right.
Like, it's considered to be, that's just what... emceeing is, that's a part of rhyming, emceeing, rapping.
Right.
And it's like, it's not really, it's just...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I purposely tried to eliminate from my music, because I couldn't really find any music out there that was beats and rhymes that was like that.
Right.
And I think humanity is definitely going through some kind of an awakening right now, so like, if I feel that way, I want music that, you know, I try to make something that's dope, because in hip-hop it's all about dope. It's like an indefinable thing. It's just an energy that you come with. You want it to be dope. I'm
right.
Sure, like, all art is like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I want it to be dope, but I want it to be positive, because I definitely believe that some MCs out there, they're speaking to so many people. It's like they are like modern-day shamans. The shaman would be basically like the chief's main advisor and like the highest-level spiritual leader of the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they would sing songs, you know, chanting. Basically the same thing as like MCing. I mean, chanting or singing.
Right.
people, MC and hip hop, or any vocalist, really, if they really like explore the potential of the vocal art, it's like you kind of are like a shaman chanting songs. You're like influencing people's lives.
Right.
People listen to music to like just get hyped or get happy or feel
whatever
good.
They need.
You know, it's like crazy technology. A lot of people are reached through things that people make sometimes.
Right.
All I really want to do is put positivity into the world through every single aspect of my life, because that's, to me, that I just feel like a calling to do that, to try to like serve life in a good way, to give back, because I feel like I've spent so much of my life taking, like, feel like I'm full. I don't want to take anymore. I want to give back something good.
It's time to give back. That's cool. So we're going to play Luminous Shapeshifters.
Okay.
Like right now, and then we can check it out.
Okay.
Medicine men and medicine women and all seekers of truth keep singing the sacred songs. The lack of balance within the human societies that presently exist upon this plane have reached such a level that we are on a pathway of environmental destruction that must be stopped. Now is the time to seek and create a new way of life. The way the human race lives now is not right. We must refuse to be slaves, and we must respect all life on this planet. We have to break free and totally change how we think, perceive, and live. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, mind state switcher, high planes drifter. Angels can shapeshift and disguise themselves as animals. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, a sage with a long beard guiding lost mountain travelers. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, spiritual entities walk across the earth changing form. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, everything is connected by one infinite energy. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, mystic masters can teleport to protect the disciples. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, extraterrestrials blend in, they look just like humans. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, white buffalo woman brings sacred metamorphosis. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, all things that exist are a manifestation of God. Bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, bright shapeshifters, light shapeshifters, mind state switcher, high planes drifter. On the path I walk, I learn from the wisdom of all races, all religions, all cultures. Live in the now. What you are now is the first key. Just be your true divine self. Just be on the good spiritual path. Cultivate love for everything that exists. Love for God. Beneath all names and forms that exist, one true unifying principle. Transmutation of matter, transforming the elements and chemicals. Shapeshift, purify reality, practice the science of alchemy. December 21st, 2012, the alignment with the galaxy. Native people prophecies thread together, form mystical tapestry. Through times of darkness, we must hold the torches of spirituality. Stone temple, pyramid, urban shaman, celestial calculations. Shift in earth consciousness, all races form the new indigenous nation. Realize oneness with all things, knowing the unknown today, consciousness flotates. Stand in the center of the universe as the solar system rotates. Soul divine, fire torch. Quest connected the mystic force within my chest. Happy memories, my feet walk in the trails of the Pacific Northwest. In this time of change, teachers will come. They are referred to as the Pahana, wanderers, minds free from the illusion and confusion of modern society. The Pahana will bring to the people a sacred knowledge that is directly from the Creator, the God of all spiritual pathways. As the earth enters a new cycle, wandering spiritual teachers will appear. They are known as the Pahana, warrior bodhisattva, singing sacred songs, chanting mantras. We are now at the end of a cycle of civilization. Keepers of secret knowledge are revealing sacred information. Abstract esoteric ceremonies, songs, recitations, hip-hop nation, village of Arabi, Hopi, Indian reservation, mystic monotheistic Akhenaten, praying to God in the Great Pyramid's basement, flying saucers hold aquatic cetacean, dolphin shaman, mathematic apparatus, internal peyote cactus, sacred geometry, tetrahedron, brain secretion, neurotransmitter, elixir, angelic immortal, shapeshifter, future advance, archaic vision, sacred system, antiquated wisdom, rejuvenated, blatant, ancient, settlement, fill a kettle with mint, mental zen, and flower petal tips, drink tea with a 7th level special. Concrete jungle resident, Tesla backpack invention kit, urban shaman medicine, urban shaman medicine, urban shaman medicine, urban shaman medicine, good medicine.
Those second two verses are just like so fast. That shit is tight. That's part of that dope that you're talking about.
I really liked how you were illustrating, you know? Your words were painting a picture for me while I'm listening.
Heck yeah, that's good. Yeah, that song, Luminous Shapeshifters, I definitely have, like, a theme in my mind on songs, but it's also pretty, I would call it just abstract, metaphysical, spiritual poetry. It's just kind of not really having, like, a topic or a theme other than...
But there's some abstract. There's some that are more abstract, though. There's one that's really, it gets abstract.
Maybe Galactic Molecular Tetris. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think that is it.
Is that a Tetris sample on that beat?
No.
It sounds like video game. It's cool.
Yeah, it kind of does. I like that.
Who did that beat?
This beat maker, Boogie.
Yeah.
Well, I know this dude from New York State.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a beatmaker crew. It's called Jade Palace Guard. And they're just, like, all about raw, gritty, boom bap beats with, like, kung fu samples from kung fu movies.
Yeah.
Jade Palace Guard on Bandcamp.
Yeah, Jade. And, let me say it one more time. Jade Palace Guard.
Yeah, like the Guardians of the Jade Palace.
Yeah.
They're... Yeah, it's a beatmaker's crew, and I know the dude, the founder of Jade Palace Guard, his name is Jade Badger, and so yeah, he gave me a bunch of beats. I like Galactic Molecular Tetris, though, because to me it means that everything fits together like Tetris, from the galactic level to the molecular, like super small level, from the big to small. Everything fits together like Tetris perfectly.
Because
notice that stuff is like that sometimes.
Look, I can do it. I know. Look, I can do it. Look.
Galactic molecular Tetris. Galactic molecular Tetris. Galactic molecular Tetris. Galactic molecular Tetris. From nucleus of atom to the edge of the universe. Sing healing songs, reverse the curse. Feather headdress, shamanic mantra sentence. Connect like galactic molecular Tetris. From nucleus of atom to the edge of the universe. Sing healing songs, reverse the curse. Feather headdress, shamanic mantra sentence. Connect like galactic molecular Tetris. 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 Made from extraterrestrial opal, feather serpent staffs, the shum of Quetzalcoatl, cassette cardboard dance floor, ghetto blaster soldier, real life Jedi disciple of Master Yoda, meditate at Mount Shasta on Avoda, enter a cave, study Shastras of yoga, threads of energy connect our living entity, one thread weaves the universe like a tapestry, spiritual life force animates physical anatomy, expand consciousness frequency to flow with infinity, walk across the earth every step I take, I go on holy pilgrimage, disciples of Master study knowledge in jungle, hobo villages, chakra activation chamber, Sufi Egyptian dojo pyramid, absorb light particles, the process of human photosynthesis, activation codes of infinite consciousness, mathematic stone temples on seven continents, mental, emotional, physical, astral, divine, spiritual metamorphosis, interplanetary winged tortoises, navigate realms of form and formlessness, luminous vehicle Merkaba, spaceship chakra, rhymes transform into sacred mantras, experience shamanic journey across cosmos, theological metageography, deity iconography, power animal camaraderie, interconnected totality, I receive messages from the sacred alternate reality.
I can destroy. Look, I can do it. I know.
I had a dream last night, literally last night, I had a dream that I was hanging out with you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I was in Tacoma, and we were just, like, on some crazy mission in downtown Tacoma, like, ninja...
Hell yeah.
Running from, like, cops or terrorists or something. I don't even know what we're doing. And then we went to your studio, and I was like, oh, what, man, your studio's dope. And you had, like, this huge wooden table. And I was just like, oh, man, this table's dope. I think you had a couch in there. Yeah. It was just all dope. You had all the little, like, workstation areas to make art. part in there. And it was all big. I was like, man, this is cool.
That's cool because I think that's coming up.
Yeah.
That's what the plan is, to get a warehouse.
Nice.
Notebook Hang Glider, I just liked right off the bat because it just, it felt like it was talking about how you can use your imagination to take you anywhere.
Yeah.
That touched me, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel. I feel like my imagination is my superpower, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It can do anything and it's nuts. I was totally into that song when I started listening to the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad that you like Notebook Hang Glider. That was the last song that I did, actually. It's cool because you guys use notebooks, too, for...
Yeah.
You guys all draw, right? Draw and paint? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys use notebooks, too. So.
Yeah. I totally related to that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about the Notebook Hang Glider. And there's some samples in there from the Pyramid Code.
Yeah.
Documentary.
Sound played a part in diagnosing and healing patients.
And it's a healing system with a sound. With a sound. With a sound.
Music is a weapon of the future. Music is a medicine of the future. Music is a weapon of the future. Music is a medicine of the future.
When I look in my book of rhymes, I see a strange light that shines. Unidentified flowing object rhymer. Transform my notebook into a hang glider. When I look in my book of rhymes, I see a strange light that shines. Unidentified flowing object rhymer. Transform my notebook into a hang glider. Focus on God, drop out from society mob. Extraterrestrial squad, Sufi disciple of the Quadragon. Enter mental temple above and beyond. Negative frequency that maraud. Psychic armies of darkness are just a mirage. Defeated by the mental Tai Chi wooden staff rod. I wear baggy camouflage. Meditate inside a crystal octagon. Sacred geometry encoded in the Greek Parthenon. Increase your inner peace, expand your aura in a light shining bright. Lightning bolts written on a storm. I search for hardcore metaphor, street Jedi parkour. Spiritual mathematic codes hidden in the front door of the Egyptian temple of Luxor. Stone structure.
Books, vibes about me. Vibes about books. The books are the vibes about me.
Sound played a part in diagnosing and healing patients.
And it's a healing system with a sound.
When I look in my book of rhymes, I see a strange light that shines. Unidentified flowing object rhymer. Transform my notebook into a hang glider. Be in tune with infinity. Whirling Turkish dervish spin. Swim with me. Quantum shaman dolphin fins and swift free frequency. Third eye radio ability. Tranquility. Alley cat agility. Wildebeest. I seek rhymes, poetry, mantras, metaphors, similes. The channel infinite energy like sanctuary pyramid trinity. Transmit light beams of divinity. Chant sanctifying litany with mystic gypsies. Ritualistically, specifically, transform into divine energy, electricity. Secret subterranean infinity frequency factory. Alchemy academy, healing the physical anatomy. Meditative Buddha, stupa, Dagoba, Tacoma. Learn from Master Yoda, like Jedi soldier.
The books are the vibes about me. Books, vibes about me.
The chambers in the pyramids are harmonically tuned to a specific frequency or musical tone. Sound healing techniques were used to restore the patient's body to the correct harmonic within.
When I look in my book of rhymes, I see a strange light that shines. Unidentified glowing object rhymer. Transform my notebook into a hang glider. Awaken the crown chakra of planet Earth. Third eye ajna, mathematic church. Verbal ecstatic, acrobatic burst, magic birth. Lazarus of Bethany, resurrection. Activate the crown chakra of California. Spiritual warrior, seraphim, eagle feather, aura, orchestra. Don't trust the government. Don't trust the giant corporations. We must stop the toxic chemical pollution of the environment. Biosphere habitat under attack from multiple sides. Chemtrails in the sky. Open your eyes.
We are all protected by God the Most High. Have no fear, divine consciousness limitless. Burn your birth certificate, my true self is infinite. Yogi, shaman, wizard, cut up government ID card with scissors. Baptized with fire at the Jordan River. Study spiritual books and scripture, super zika. Divine breathing, infinite inner peace. Love for all existence, serve everyone, help everyone. God is in everything, I pray to God. Let go of all limited thoughts. Liberate, meditate. Standing on a street corner, my body levitate.
One of the things that I wrote down that I was admiring about it was the mixing of spirituality. That's like one of the things you're focused on, is like, it's from all these different angles. Like, I'm learning all these different things and then taking the good parts of all of them. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's why I consider myself to be a street mystic. I mean, I would call myself a mystic, but I'm just a person that grew up in a city, and we always used to spend a lot of time in the streets, skateboarding,
right,
doing all types of other things. So, you know, graffiti is considered street art, and
yeah,
even rhyming could be considered street art or street poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think that all the different spiritual traditions, if you really look at what they're saying, it's just basically, it's this quest to understand, you know, what is life about? Who am I? Who are we really? What is the truth about life? What's the ultimate truth of life and death? And a lot of the spiritual traditions, they all kind of interlock, and they're all saying similar things too in different languages. Like, you know, people all over the world, they all drink water, but in different lands they call water by different names.
Right.
But it's the same water, they just like speak different languages. So for people get attached to their own way of describing things, and they think like, our way is the only way, but I don't really see it like that. But yeah, for whatever reason, I'm the type of person that is really into spirituality and my spiritual path in life, and definitely believe in enlightenment. That idea of enlightenment, or like spiritual metamorphosis or spiritual transformation. But I also think that it's a paradox, because we all, our true self is like always inside of us. So it's not that we really need to like become something that we are not already. Mm-hmm. Like we always have been our true self. So yeah,
we just need to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely need to wake up.
Across the sky, stand on a cloud, hold the sun in my hand, trying to understand. Force field, crystal dome, bubble access, vastness. On the full moon, I stand like praying mantis. Walk across the sky, stand on a cloud, hold the sun in my hand, trying to understand. Force field, crystal dome, bubble access, vastness. On the full moon, I stand like praying mantis. Walk across the sky, stand on a cloud, hold the sun in my hand, trying to understand. Force field, crystal dome, bubble access, vastness. On the full moon, I stand like praying mantis. Spiritual kung fu of the praying mantis is taking practice. I see visions of a spiritual renaissance awakening the masses. Chinese, Hebrew, ancient Sanskrit. Attack devils with Buddha basement tactics. Aquatic flow dojo adjacent to Atlantis. Gandalf with the language playing with semantics. Mad artists on their colors painting the canvas. Praying mantis, kung fu move like swaying branches. Divine mathematic. Our brains make chemicals like peyote cactus. Buddha arma, Bodhi dharma, formlessness, consciousness. Puzzle pieces, seven continents. Spiritual knowledge dome bubble. You are the piece that will complete the puzzle.
it's hard to knock off balance. Fly through space like a planet. Bones unbreakable, strong like mountains of granite. Strong like giant sequoia tree branches. Strong like shaman power animal antlers. Life is a battle, I accept the challenge. Crazy monk meditate inside a crystal palace. Dreaming dancers, healing chanters. Ninja master disciple throw sacred shuriken. Learn from shamans of the Native Americans. Jedi master energy, force field flow. Aikido, I stare into the sky and feel the breeze blow. One with the energy that makes the trees grow. Third eye sees keys to the dojo. Angel of God disguised as a hobo, homeless person, member of the ancient order of the orange turban. We study top secret books, take a look. Nomadic scientists, worldwide alliances, alignment with silence within and the music of violins within. The spiritual technique requires bravery to crazily escape mental slavery. Amazingly omnipresent micro macroscopic torsion field magnetosphere. I must bust mad free flows here. Pineal gland breeze blows near. Optic three zone here. The sound of no sound profound. Seven chakra alchemist gold crown. Mystic key circle held in the holy universal paw of the sphinx. Divine mathematic laws link. Disciples of God seek raw speech. Dive deep each moment into life's mystery. You are now making history.
But, I mean, yeah, if you guys could just tell people, you know, go to Bandcamp, crazymonk.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Go there, listen to the album. You listen to it for free, much as you want. You don't even have to buy it. Or if you want to support my mission, then, you know what I mean, download the album. And I'm working on more albums, working on two more albums right now, and I'm going to start doing a lot of shows.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully all around the world, and I'm working on a book too. That's my next project.
It's just
one of my next projects I want to finish is this book that I have some stuff written for. But yeah, it's all about my spiritual philosophy of life and also the history of some of the world's spiritual traditions and how they all interlock, and the quest for enlightenment, nature of God, nature of the true self, and just how spirituality can help us have more inner peace inside of ourselves and help us heal our minds and our bodies and be stronger people in life. Yeah, it's just basically all about my spiritual ideas that I have in my brain.
Sounds good. On one of the songs that we'll go out on, Divine Scientist.
Yeah.
The answer to the purpose of life is in this damn song.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play it right now on the way out so people get the message.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for being on here. Crazy Monk in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, just thank you so much for everything. And I'll hopefully be back on the show and just hoping for good things for everyone out there.
Hell yeah, put that love out there.
Anyone who listens.
Divine scientists, defended wisdom, descended from ancient traditions of metaphysicians. We see the one source of every religion. Smash prisons, fly through your city like a pigeon. Modern day shamans pray to the creator. Clouds become rain, transform from water vapor. Things return to their source sooner or later. Knowledge of self is the true wealth, unfold the soul. Techniques of vital refinement, spinal alignment, psychic alliance, bright guidance. The G.O.D. science. Divine scientists, defended wisdom, descended from ancient traditions of metaphysicians. We see the one source of every religion. Smash prisons, fly through your city like a pigeon. Modern day shamans pray to the creator. Clouds become rain, transform from water vapor. Things return to their source sooner or later. Knowledge of self is the
realize that our abilities are limitless, and that our consciousness can expand to amazing degrees, which we cannot even begin to grasp. The keys to the fundamental secrets of life. The purpose of life is to realize the true self, and to manifest that realization in all planes of existence. This world I travel, it's a spiritual battle. A dark, windy night, the only light is a candle. When it's more than I can handle, I let go, enter a trance like a dancer. Hunt down and kill all my fears like a panther. Keep my mind clear so I can hear all the answers. The body contains the mental. Transform my mind and body into a temple. I traveled the world seeking knowledge. Study the fundamentals, the truth is simple. I write rhymes with pens and pencils. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, destroy the devil. Celestial metal, dagger. Reach the next level on the Donkey Kong ladder. Hindu, Nintendo, Frogger, Stagger, Rastafari, Atari, Peter, Tosh, Bob, Marley. Experience mysterious, forbidden feelings in hidden buildings with religious pilgrims. The village children told me to pray facing the east. Direction for protection, holding heaven's weapons. Inception of resurrection in progression sessions. 11 gremlins ask me 7 questions. I never listen. They cannot sever the wisdom treasure of the mystics. It forever glistens on these pages. I write in paint to the light of the saints. The nests birds build are more beautiful than the splendid mansions human beings erect. Honeybees build their hives based on precise mathematical calculations at speeds that would astonish even expert engineers. Nature has already released its own aircraft long before people created airplanes. We modeled airplanes after birds and butterflies. Escaped a self-destructive civilization with imagination and teleportation. Self-creation and stealth, we invade the nation. Scientists from the future with advanced math equations. From the cliffs grow fragrant sacred flowers in places of power. Expanded horizons in canyons hiking. A shaman with a lantern guiding me through caverns climbing. Enter the sweat lodge, chant inside it, we sing. And begin to see lines of energy connecting all things. I climb a tall tree, jump and fall free. Then I grow wings and take flight on a cold breeze. Play tectonic shifts, take 8 shamanic tests. Penetrate gates of consciousness, kundalini, snake, cauldron head. Make the concoction blend, combine duality, divine alchemy. Reveal reality, science of immortality. Mystic treasure box, feathered hawk, holy holds the key. Unfolding wings, flying free.
Yeah, so... I don't know, hopefully, is that a good goodbye? Boost magic, boost magic, boost magic, boost magic.